Hey, thanks, Andy, for getting us up to date on what's all happening at Radiant Springs Church. Well, as we've already mentioned, it is Mother's Day, and I wanted to share from Proverbs chapter 31, 10 through 31. So if you have your own copy of God's Word, you can follow along on your iPhone, iPad, or just the good old Bible, huh? All right, so Proverbs chapter 31, 10 through 31. This is the last chapter, the last section of the book of Proverbs. And so as part of this, you have this section on the virtuous woman. And it is an acrostic, actually, going through the Hebrew alphabet. So there's 22 verses, each verse beginning with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And you'd be amazed at all the psalms that are arranged in a similar fashion. I've just read through Psalms 111 and 112. They also are arranged in that similar manner. 22 verses, each beginning with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So this is a tribute to a wife, a mother, a friend, and a caring citizen. Now this passage could be seen as being a little idealistic, and it probably is. There's probably not a woman alive that could match all these qualities that are mentioned. But at the same time, they mention, this passage mentions many of the qualities that women possess. So you don't have to be a superwoman to be a Proverbs 31 woman, all right? And they capture a lot of what moms do. So much of what moms and dads do as well goes unnoticed. And so these verses bring to the forefront a little bit of what moms do behind the scenes, day in, day out, as they work for God. So let's look at these attributes that make moms worthy of our appreciation and honor on Mother's Day and through every day of the week. So as we begin, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, dear God. We thank you for your goodness and your blessings. And we pray that you would just, in these moments that we have together, you would take your word, apply it to our hearts, dear God, and speak to us. And we thank you, and we ask in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. So let's read this together, starting in verse 10. It says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night, and she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it, and out of her earnings she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously, and her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet," so expensive material. They're well taken care of. "She has coverings for her bed, she's clothed with fine linen and purple." Again, purple signifying significant wealthy material there. "Her husband is respected at the city gates, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And she speaks with wisdom and faith. Faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Let her works bring her praise at the city gate." First of all, we see there's just many qualities that are here. So I got eight qualities that I want us to discuss today and just look at quickly. First of all, moms are loyal companions, and they serve with their husband. In this passage, verses 10 through 12, it says that she's of noble character. Her husband has full confidence in her, and she brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. And so we see that she's working along in sequence with her husband to provide for their family and to accomplish what they need to do in life. This woman is described here. She possesses character. She's a valuable partner working alongside her husband. And because of this, her husband has full confidence in her and has his respect. That's so important in marriage, that each spouse works together using their gifts and their talents to bless the family and those around them. So moms are loyal companions. Secondly, they are resourceful, all right? It says in verses 12 through 14, she gets wool and flax. She takes these raw materials and works with her hands to provide food and clothing, the resources that are needed for her family. Not only for her family, but even to others, we'll see. And so she's resourceful. She takes what she has, she multiplies it to provide for her family and for those in need. In the mornings, especially with it being spring, I enjoy sitting out on our patio early in the morning and just watching the day come to life, and the birds are active and they're working away. And this time of year, the robins are making their nests, and they're just working very hard at it. And so they're very resourceful, though. They're finding anything they can to make a nest. So they're taking dog hair, they're taking mud, they're taking vines out of our garden and yanking them and taking them to where they're building their nest. And we got one building a nest in one of our apple trees. And so they are being resourceful, a piece of paper, whatever they can find. They're finding the things necessary to build this nest, and they're working so hard. They're taking the things that are out there in nature to make a nest, a home for their future family, just like moms do, that I see day in and day out. So moms are just like those robins out there. They are resourceful, and they work hard. Number three kind of goes with that. They are hardworking. You see that in verses 15 through 19. They work night and day, you know, and you know, the lamp doesn't go out at night, and she's working through the day, throughout the day. And we know that we all need sleep, right? And so I don't think we want to get a picture that moms never sleep, but often, especially in certain seasons of life, there are sleepless nights. And there are those times where moms don't get the sleep that they maybe really would like to. That's part of being a mom or part of being a dad. But moms are hardworking. They put forth effort and time to provide for their family. And that is what is described here. Number four, moms are generous. Moms are generous. They give not only of their treasure, but also their time and their talent. They're pouring out all that they have to provide for their family. And by generous, often people in our world can be selfish. They're looking out to provide for themselves. But we see the woman here, that she is generous. Not only does she provide for her family, and she puts in long hours and effort to provide for her family, not just her needs, but the needs of her family, but then also to those who are in need around her. She opens her arms to those around her who are in need. And so she doesn't have her own selfish pursuit, but she provides for her family and those in her community that need her. Her husband, her children, and those around. Moms are good at that, and they are so blessed. I see this in action with my mom, and she likes to bake, and even in her older years now, she still likes to take her neighbor's baked goods and bless them with things that she has made. That's one of the things that she just loves to do. It brings her joy and blesses those that live around her. So moms are resourceful, but they're also generous. They're hardworking. Number five, moms are sage. Now, I'm not saying that they're a spice. What I mean is that they have that motherly wisdom that comes with experience and with following God. They plan ahead. And so the woman we see here isn't lacking. She's planned ahead. She can laugh at the days ahead and when tough times come. Why? Because she is saved up. She's prepared for those days. She's been looking ahead. So moms are sage. They have that wisdom to look ahead. And so there's no fear of the days that lie ahead. And I just think of mom's wisdom is so important. And children that take advantage of that, and even husbands, are blessed. Amen. Number six, moms are resilient. That's becoming kind of a little more of a buzzword in our day and age. But resilient means that you're working hard, but you have that capacity to keep going, to refresh yourself, and to keep going, to work hard, and to have those deep reservoirs that allow you to keep going and keep going and keep going. There's resilience. You bounce back, you're refreshed. You know, and motherhood is not easy. It's not for wimps. I can guarantee you that. It takes a lot of resiliency. And through that process, moms are just, they're so excellent at that, just developing that resilience. And they just keep on going. Even when they're tired, even when they're exhausted, they seem to always have that extra ounce of strength that they need to get the job done. Moms are beautiful. And it says here in this passage that it's more than just physical beauty. There's an inner beauty because charm is deceptive. It's fleeting. It's just for a time, right? Outer beauty, it's just there for a time and a season. It fades in time. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that is the truth that as we age, the appearance changes. Beauty that we see here is not just on the surface, it's deep down into the heart and the soul of who they are. There's an inner beauty. And Scripture is so clear about that inner qualities that are so essential in both men and women. To have that and possess that in their life is so important. And so the mom described here is truly a virtuous woman in that she is beautiful on the outside, but she also has an inner beauty that goes beyond just what is on the surface. And that is so valuable. And lastly, godly moms are God-fearing. They're God-fearing. That's an interesting word, to fear God or God-fearing, but it's used a lot in the Old Testament. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And you even see that mentioned in the New Testament in that Gentiles that would convert to Judaism would be called God-fearers. And so that idea of fear walks the line between respect and kind of this healthy terror, fear of God, okay? It means that you have a walk with God, you respect God, you honor that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's the Creator of all things, but it also is that idea that I can approach God and I come before Him. But it's also understanding that God's ways are higher than our ways, and we walk in communion with Him. I think the relationship that we have with a mother or father is a beautiful example of that fear that we need to have. We respect the role of who they are, their authority within our life, but we also have that ability to approach them and to be close to them, to have a friendship with them. And I believe that's what God desires of us. And so godly women have that God-fearing quality within them, that they know the ways of God, they respect the ways of God, they walk in the ways of God in their own life, but then they do that for their children because they want to pass that value on to their children. You know, it's often said that values are caught, not so much taught. And so those values, as they're lived out, as children see their mom or their dad praying or having devotions, leading in those ways, when maybe sometimes they don't think that they're looking, those values are caught in a very special way and passed on to the next generation. We see one example, there's several examples in Scripture, but in 2 Timothy, Paul refers to Timothy and his example. And in verse 5 of chapter 1, it says, Paul says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now also lives in you. You know, isn't that powerful? You see that faith being passed on to the third generation, from Lois to Eunice, and then on to Timothy. And so that the value of walking in the ways of God and fearing God was passed on. And, you know, that is a prayer that I have for every mom, is that you can live a life in such a way that not only do you teach your children the ways of God, but you're living it, and they learn by your example, and they follow in the ways of God. Well, hey, moms, you are all awesome. That's all I have to say. You guys are awesome. We looked at some amazing qualities that we see in Proverbs 31. But I have a little bit of extra help today. I brought in some reinforcements. And so I have some kids from Discovery Clubs and from the families in our church. They're going to give a shout out to moms this morning. And so we're going to just take a moment to hear from them. Amen. Wasn't that awesome? Amen. It is precious to hear it from our children of what our sacrifice and our work means to them. I want to close us in a word of prayer this morning and just offer a prayer blessing over our moms. And so would you bow your head as you've gathered together today to worship in your home? Would you join me? And let's say a prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. And first of all, we just come before you. And if we don't know you as our Lord and our Savior, we talked about just that God-fearing, Lord God, that we can come before you. You're a holy and awesome God, but you've provided a way for us to know you as our Lord and our Savior because of Jesus. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be afraid. We can come before a holy and awesome God because of Jesus. And Lord, you said that if we invite you into our heart and our life, you'd be quick to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, if that is speaking to anyone today, Father, we just, if they can just pray with me right now, Lord God, you have promised to come into their heart, to forgive them of their sins, to be their Lord and their Savior, to give us and them the hope of eternal life. And so that is our prayer this morning. And Lord God, we pray for all of our moms, whether we're able to be with them today or not. I know this has been a difficult season, and for some, we haven't been able to visit them in the rest home or in the assisted living place. Or it's just a difficult hour, Lord God, that we're living in. And probably more than ever, we appreciate those moments that we've had with our moms. And so, Lord God, we just ask a special blessing upon our moms, and may this be a special day for them. May your favor be upon them, we pray. And we just give you the praise and the glory. And we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, I just want you to know, moms, you're awesome. And I think we even have some applause that is there. And we're just going to do a shout out. We're ready for the applause. One, two, three. Here we go. But there's some applause going. All right. Hey, God bless you, Mom. Hey, kids, give your mom a high five. Give them some applause. And maybe do the dishes for them today. Help out with the laundry. Help out around the house. And spoil her a little bit today. She spoils on you the rest of the days of the week. So be a blessing to them. Hey, God bless, and we hope to see you next week.